sort of felt duty bound to do, wanted to do, you know, get more women to join the order, to sort of go, be outward going, and a focus on our own communication with one another. And I think it was Vidya Shree's idea. Again, it was a little order weekend we were having somewhere, and she thought it'd be great if we could go away for a month together. Mm-hmm. It was Jai Prabha. So what we did actually was we sort of did both. Such both staffers. So we set up, this is 1982, 1983, we set up a kind of experimental ordination course for women. We ran a series of retreats, and then we took some of those women on a month's retreat on the Isle of Muck, which is right up, you know, on the west coast of Scotland. And a few months later, we went back, all the Dharmacharinis, and had a retreat for us on the Isle of Muck. So it's a kind of quite a mythic journey, you know, the overnight train. So some of you here were there, the overnight train, and I think Sangadevi organised quite a lot of some of that. And then you get off, and we stayed in bed and breakfast in Arisaig or Maleg, and then we had to get on a boat with all our gear, all our food, everything, and then we had to get on a little boat in the middle of the kind of whatever it was, the Sound of Arisaig. And I remember this kind of great net kind of swinging across from one boat to the other, kind of with the Buddha in it, and then off we went. We got to the Isle of Muck, and we were very fortunate. We had a friend who's, you know, I think their relatives, their clan owned the island, and there was a hotel on the island which we rented for that month. So it was a bit like a month-long chapter meeting, really. And I think, again, there were, anybody good at sums, 19 of us on that island in that hotel for that month. And it was a retreat. We did meditate, of course, and do pujas and that sort of thing, but it was much more a kind of chance for us to engage one with another. So everybody gave their life story at some length. We wanted to really get to know each other. We wanted to really kind of bond with one another, because there were differences, and there was misunderstandings, and there was all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we wanted to kind of go beyond that if we could. So everybody gave their life story. We studied together. I think everybody gave talks. We engaged in something that we used to do in those days called positive feedback. I'm sure we still do it now, but it was a bit of a thing, you know, that somebody would be it, as it were, and everybody would say what they liked about them. I think we started that because people found that hard to take, actually. People found that hard to kind of listen to, and we thought, well, we should be able to, in a way, kind of open to, you know, knowing the positive things that people thought about us. And then perhaps if we could do that enough, we might be able to take some critical feedback, because critical feedback is much more difficult to take, isn't it? We don't want that. So we did a lot of that, and it was a fantastic experience, actually. I think, and we talked about absolutely everything, every issue we could possibly think of. So I think that had a big effect on us as a kind of total collective, and I'm sure that had an effect on us in our individual order meetings when we got back. And, things kind of blossomed after that. We ran a very big order mitra event in 1984 with about 100 women on it, and, Tara Loka started, and Tara Loka started ordination courses and so on. So things started to kind of blossom. So it was a very, very good thing to do, to go away together for such a long time. And there was no escape, you know. Couldn't get off the island. In fact, we couldn't get off the island. I think one of those months, the sea was so bad, we thought we wouldn't be able to get across. And in the end, we all went across on the tiny boat. Was that the order one? It was the order one, on this tiny boat, with half the 19 people being seasick at one end of the boat, and the others playing charades at the other end to take our mind off how rough the sea was. It was very, very rough. It's dangerous, really. It's a dangerous thing to do, to have the only 19 Dharmacharinis in the kind of UK Europe on a boat in a storm. But anyway, we had tickets on the train. We had to get back. So that was a great thing to do, and I think it had an enormous effect on us. So I do look back on my time around the RBC, in my chapters at the RBC, with great affection. I think we really did kind of engage with one another, get to know each other very deeply, share each other's lives, and that was very, very good.